Once again, it is your Tuesday, and on a Tuesday, we talk tech with Tiennis Janssen van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za joining us live in studio. How's it, Tiennis?
How's it?
Lekker. All right, so for the gamers out there, some exciting news. It's a topic that we spoke about a little while ago. We didn't have that much info. We didn't even have an official name for this particular device, but now it has been launched. It's announced.
Correct. So when we spoke about the rumored PlayStation handheld console several months ago, we didn't really know a lot about it.
Yeah.
It has launched now, and we finally have a name. It's called the PlayStation Portal.
Okay.
It is a fully remote handheld console with a bit of a caveat.
Not to be confused with the PSP.
Correct.
Different story.
Different story, kind of the similar idea, other than the fact that the PlayStation Portal, you have to have a PlayStation 5 for it to work.
Yes, okay. So that means I am going to start saving.
So the PlayStation Portal is essentially looks like a DualSense controller with a 7-inch screen in the middle.
Yes.
And early testing from some people that had their hands on it seems pretty decent, low latency, no lag. And the reason those things were a concern is because, as I said, it's not a console in the way that you normally think about it. This is just a portal for you to stream games from your PlayStation 5. So your PlayStation needs to be connected to the internet, and then you can take the portal wherever you want and still play all of the games on your PlayStation wherever you are if you've got a decent connection.
As long as your PlayStation or PS5 in this particular case is on sleep mode,
Sleep or standby. Yeah.
That's the one. Okay. So that is the kind of, I think, the big selling point for this, because essentially you don't have to lag the entire console. You take this, but you have everything that is sitting in your living room or in your bedroom, wherever the console is positioned, and you can play pretty much anything. No need to physically put in little game cards or slots or anything like this. This is the new thing.
Exactly. And I think, while that is a really good use case, I think a lot of people are a bit disappointed because they were hoping for a PSP-esque type, follow-up where you can take whatever games you want with you and you don't need to be connected to the internet. But, the way things are these days, everything has to be connected to the internet.
Well, also, I mean, you can pretty much log on to some Wi-Fi connection pretty much anywhere you are.
Yeah, correct. But what is interesting about the PlayStation Portal is they've announced the price for the first time as well. It's $200.
Okay.
Which is quite steep if you think about it, because it's essentially only a screen that you're streaming games to.
The technology, yes, it's great, but it obviously works via a server. It's nothing new,
Nothing new. It's more that convenience factor for people that have already bought into the PlayStation 5 ecosystem.
Yeah.
But if you think it costs $200, a new PlayStation 5 costs $400, it's half the price. And it's hardware isn't that capable because you're relying on the hardware of your PlayStation 5 to do all the computing and that server stream to come to the portal. So there's kind of mixed feelings about it. I think the price is the big sticking point.
I wanted to ask, who is this particularly geared to? Because if you have a PlayStation 5 at home, we're looking, let's say for me, for instance, I would love to have a PlayStation 5. I have a 4, but it's still good enough. But I don't, with my life, I don't play hours and hours of games.
Sure.
I sit down. If I have a moment, I'll play with my boy. But this is not something that I would particularly take with me during the day. Who is this really geared for? Is this your hardcore gamers that's into their tournaments and these e-gaming world cups?
It's an interesting one because a lot of people are saying it's not for those people because of the fact that you're not streaming. There's a little bit more latency. Even if they say it's very good, there's still some input lag. So if it's like very competitive first-person shooter games, it's probably not going to be the best experience, right? You're going to be a little bit behind the eight ball. So it's probably for people that are, sure, casual gamers, but people that play a lot of games. So when I say casual, I mean not super competitive. They play stuff for fun more than anything else. And then, let's say you only have the one big TV in your house, and now the family wants to use the TV and you can't use your PlayStation 5, you can go sit somewhere else in the house and still continue with your gaming session.
Okay. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what the reviews are and the talk of the town with regards to the PlayStation Portal that comes out. But it is brand new. It is exciting. I like the direction that they're going in.
Yeah, and the design is really good if you compare it to some other handheld and gaming PCs, because it does have that DualSense, essentially two halves of DualSense with the screen in the middle. So you're still going to have the tactile feedback, still going to have that same feel that your PlayStation 5 remote has.
Fantastic. Well, Tienes, thanks for the update. Thanks for enlightening us on the gaming front. That is your Tech Talk Tuesday, Netty, at Smile FM.